And Reality Radio continues. It's 9:09. We're going to go a little bit early with our guests from 9:15 because, as they told me, we like to be early.
And we talk a lot.
Why don't you two introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'm Maxine Kilger. I'm an old lady from Butternut. I was once a young person, but now I'm old, but I know a lot about Butternut. So
time passes, things change. Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
And I'm Kelly Meredith. I am on the museum board with Maxine, and I'm a slightly old lady myself. So, yeah, like beginning old. I would call myself beginning old, early old.
But she has connections to the first settlers to settle in Butternut.
To the first people who made Butternut.
Which is something I had no idea, because I did not grow up here. So I was like, this
Mrs. Parker was a Traxel, and that's who...
My grandma was a Traxel.
Okay.
So when I first met Maxine, like, she's the person getting me up to date on my own family. So I was like, okay, thanks. I really appreciate this.
Well, and I promise the history of Butternut is very relevant. This might sound like a tangent.
No, exactly.
It's absolutely brilliant. I think it's just funny how organically we arrive on the same topic. We're here to talk about the Butternut Area Historical Society Village Fest taking place this Saturday. Now, this isn't the first one of these. We've talked to you guys about these before. How many have there been?
Actually,
now?
We have not done a good job of keeping track. I would guess, it's just a guess, I would guess it's number 10, but I could be wrong because 10 would put us back to 2016. So I think 10. But, yeah, it's an evolution of projects. We started off when we first were formed, we started off by doing a German dinner about this time of year. But it was so labor-intensive. It was like D-Day. Like, it took forever to plan. Then we moved on to Oktoberfest, which was a little more casual. And then finally we've done this. Yeah.
Go. The weather's better at this time of the year. We don't have to worry about snowflakes falling and,
we keep
and putting on your long johns. To go out and dance, because we do have polka music.
Well, and I was about to mention, there are definitely still some remaining signs of the former German dinner.
Right, exactly. It's still in there.
Free brats. I mean, if there's brats and there's not sauerkraut, there's going to be a fight.
It's wrong.
I might be involved.
That's just morally wrong. Morally wrong.
I think there's a failure of several types there, will be sauerkraut this Saturday at 4 to 7 p.m. at the Village of Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street. Maxine, what do you got?
And it will be homemade sauerkraut.
Are you talking about in a stone crock?
It started there and then put in jars. It was donated by a very good homemade sauerkraut maker.
There's memories all across the neighborhood being activated like that. I know there's some spiderweb filled crocks where used to be some cabbage.
Yes, exactly.
My goodness. Free brats and live music this Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Butternut Village of Butternut Pavilion. But also beer and wine for sale, and there's going to be a potluck drawing. What is a potluck drawing?
Okay, we ask, and this is just if possible, we ask that if you attend, first of all, this is a free event, so just come, and very handicap accessible, so all good. We ask if possible that you bring a dish to pass, and if even possible, we're really pushing you, to bring the recipe as well. This has sort of evolved out of lots of conversations about where is the best food in Butternut. And we all talked about how going to like a funeral and then you're done with a funeral and you go downstairs to the church basement and all the church ladies have brought these wonderful dishes back from like the 1880s that you don't make because it's not the 1880s. And we talked about how these traditional recipes nobody makes, but they're part of our history. They're part of our culture. And so we're talking about how do we like do this? And we decided we couldn't call it funeral potluck day. So that's why it's, you know, because that's cool, but maybe a little creepy. So that's why it became Village Fest. So if you can bring a dish to pass, that's great. By the way, if you can't, don't worry. It's not like we kick you out and say you can't attend. It's just, and this has been so fun because you get to eat things you don't normally eat, like handmade sauerkraut. So how cool is that?
And this is the kind of thing that allowed these types of recipes to become popular, to proliferate, to spread through a community that one community over in Oregon or wherever that makes something unique to them. A lot of times that happened because it came over culturally and flourished in that new place. Right. I mean, even things like the tchotchkes you might see here and there, or the kolaches that pop up with the Czech Fest. Like, these are all things that came over that didn't start here in the U.S., but have taken on a bit of a life of their own. Right. And I think it's something that, you know, maybe happens a little less now that people can just Google whatever recipe they might want. But one thing I'll speak for is that you mentioned that post celebration of life kind of gathering, the food you have. What I think of what I've had that kind of food before, it's often visually similar to what you can go and buy, but it's the originator. It's the higher quality. It's the good ingredients, the homemade, the passed down. It's not that imitation you get in a plastic clamshell, though it might look similar. So it'll feel familiar, but it's got a life and a color and a vibrancy that just you can't beat it.
Right, exactly. And this event is really about community fellowship, community camaraderie. We used to do almost virtually all of our funding privately, and now the three townships, that's Butternut, Agenda, and Chippewa, now chip in. So half our funding now comes from tax, you know, supported sources. And so we really want to thank the community for our help, because that really took a burden off of us and allowed us to do more of our mission, like sharing our history instead of spending all our time raising money. So this is really a community appreciation sort of thing. So come and, you know, share some food and have a great time.
Do you need any, one thing I always like to ask when we've got efforts like this and events happening in the community, is there any place in this that you need a hand? Maybe set up the day before, tear down, clean up during the day of?
Actually, we're actually a well-oiled machine, believe it or not, even though we're all elderly. And some of us have had some health issues and but we're still together. And we do have volunteers. And I thank you for putting that on. I really do appreciate
really
it.
Nice.
But
thank
you. That was sweet of you. Just bringing the food, it's like, hey, that's great. So there.
Fair enough. Well, we're talking about the Butternut Area Historical Society Village Fest this Saturday, 4 to 7 at the Pavilion. We're going to take a picture of this flyer, and it'll be on our website. And like I was mentioning when Tammy was here a moment ago, if you know of somebody who maybe can't listen to the radio in the morning but would love to hear these details, we'll archive the conversation on 98qcountry.com. Why don't you tell me a little bit just about the Historical Society and perhaps the museum itself, as long as we've got you here.
Okay, take it away, Maxine. It's yours. Go.
Well, building itself is one of the first buildings in the community, because those buildings on Main Street, the buildings on Main Street are the very first, because the village started because the railroad came through.
Right.
The way for the railroad was slashed by the Union soldiers that had just finished the Civil War. And they are the people that discovered the butternut trees that the town's named after. But anyway, back to the building itself. It's a very old building. It was built in the 1800s by the Bortz family. And it was a saloon at the beginning. And it was just of one room, and then they built onto it. And it's actually chunks of three different buildings connected together. It's really old. And it's very interesting. And we've just made it ours. We've done different things to it. And we have it full, as well as a garage in the back where we have an 1870 pumper, which has helped put out the fires back then. And we have a 1922 fire truck that has a hand crank siren on it.
Wow.
And lots and lots of primitive tools that are amazing, just amazing when you look at something and you wonder what it is. And I mean, I know I was given something called a wire winder by my neighbors, because their ancestors saved the old barbed wire when they took a fence down, and they would wind it up with this handmade machine that they had made. And so we have that in there. We have all kinds of things that are like, what is that? And sometimes we don't know what that is.
Well, and sometimes the people may be able to give a hand. Of course, nowadays you can point your phone at something and the internet will search itself, basically. But there's a certain amount of fun that is kind of gone from that process,
I know,
if you ask me.
It's too easy.
Right. Ease takes the reward out of it a little bit.
It also takes the retention out. I can't tell you how many times I've Googled things and go, oh, yeah, I know that. And then I lose the information immediately because I didn't suffer enough to find it. So,
I just recently learned one of the surest ways to forget something you see on your phone is to screenshot it and save it for later.
You
don't engage with it
the same way.
But somewhere out there is somebody with that weird piece of knowledge that's going to come in handy and, hey, I can identify that.
Somebody who actually uses this tool or has experiences with it, a history with it. So they can tell you.
Well, and barbed wire, you know, I just recently I've been seeing similar things. It's one of those things that save barbed wire. Save everything. Are you kidding?
I know, exactly.
Absolutely. When the community is built on the fact that there's a river nearby and there happens to be a grove of a certain type of tree, that's, you know, there's not a town out there that is where it is for no reason at all.
Right.
Those reasons change and the railroad might not come through anymore, but that community's origins will never change. That will always be the history of Butternut. And I imagine that a lot of kids have have probably visited the museum on school field trips. But I'm betting a lot of them haven't necessarily been back since then. For me, it was the Fifield Museum, the very similar situation where I remember the conical bucket, and we talked about firefighting and why the bucket was shaped like a cone and all kinds of silly things like that. It's incredibly magical to revisit that. So if you're 25 or older and you haven't been to the Butternut...
Come on in.
Yeah, to, the, to the Historical Museum since you were... knee-high to a grasshopper, as they say. There's a magic there that you just can't replace because there is no other Butternut, Wisconsin.
Right, exactly.
Okay, there might actually be, but...
Someplace,
this
but
is
yeah,
our
this,
butternut,
is, this
right?
is our Butternut.
Right.
Yeah,
and we have the old Butternut newspapers that were... they were printed originally by the Hart Publishing in Glidden, and they saved them, and then at some point they just said, we don't have room anymore. Either you take these or we're going to have to destroy them. So... They were then stored in the Butternut Village Hall for a while, and then one day Cindy said, I'm going to give you those newspapers. And that's like, oh, my goodness gracious, what are we going to do with them? But we found some place for them, and they're delightful. They're delightful, and they are just very popular because some of the interesting things that appear in the Glidden paper and the Price County Review are taken from those old newspapers, and they were just people chat them up all the time. And went, oh my gosh, you know what they had? Nobody. This latest one is the gal was in last week, and she said, "I'm amazed. I just found out that years ago a woman did not have a name other than Mrs. So and So." She said, "They had card clubs and Mrs. John Smith and Mrs. Hubert Johnson or something." She said, no woman's name was used. They were always Mrs. Somebody.
Right. They were Mrs. and then usually and their
the husband's name.
Right.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You still see that sometimes in more traditional wedding settings.
Yes.
But that's the kind of thing that, you know, nobody's out there banging the drum for, we need to remember when this happened. But I think we do.
Right.
I think
exactly.
we absolutely do. We need to recognize our origins and the change that's come about. But to me, that's what it's a portal to the past.
Right.
I was just reading how today is the 70th anniversary of Elvis's first appearance on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And that 80% of the country tuned in to watch that appearance.
Sure, exactly.
And I mean, again, nobody out there saying, hey, we need to remember that happened.
Right.
But that absolutely has value. That shaped the present. And that's the kind of thing you can dive into in those lost little tidbits. And watch out. You go and read those old Butternut newspapers. You're going to find family members and pictures of them that you didn't know existed.
Yes.
You know what I think of our car shows? Because as a kid, I wasn't the car guy. I wasn't super into that. And I always thought, some people are just into cars. And they like, it makes sense to keep that one you rode when you were 16. But I think of it now as an adult, and I think, how I would love to have that silly little Pontiac that I drove back in 2010. And I mean, I'm on the path to getting old. Like,
I'm
on that path, I would argue. But no. I may not count amongst the same crowd, but even I begin to understand the appeal. And boy, how would it feel to sit in that same bucket seat that I had back when I was 16?
Yeah.
And
there
are irreplaceable experiences that you let go of without realizing it.
Yeah.
And you guys are right there keeping them in the consciousness, if you will.
Right.
And what an incredible effort. Well, the reason we've got you here today is because of that Village Fest taking place this Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Village of Butternut Pavilion. That's Saturday the 12th, and that's on Michigan Street. Free brats, live music, sauerkraut too, homemade, beer and wine for sale, and a potluck drawing. So bring a dish to pass if you can. Don't worry
if you can't.
And bring the recipe, certainly.
If you can.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's one thing we can do is, I don't want to forget those recipes because we take pictures of them, but a cell phone picture of an old recipe card, you get to keep grandma's recipe, but that's the beautiful thing about knowledge. You don't lose it when you share it.
Right. I want to make sure about my brain a segue. Big shout outs to certain people. Big shout out to Super One. They are donating the brats. Thank you very much. Shout out to Quick Trip for the buns. Thank you very much. There are a ton of people in the Butternut area that have donated things for a raffle. I don't know who they all are.
We're having a raffle.
So a lot of raffle baskets.
Certificates, and there will be a saw blade, a painted saw blade, and maybe there will be even some other hands-on things that somebody wants to get rid of.
And Fair enough.
If I can find my wall hanging of a red barn, that'll be there, but I don't know where I put it when I...
Are you still accepting donations for raffle items?
Sure. Sure. We can take that. I think we're kind of wrapping it up, but who do you want as a con? Why don't you just go to our Facebook page and then just find us that way.
What is the name of that Facebook page?
It's the Facebook page is just Butternut Area Historical Society. Just go on that message. It'll go to either me or Karin Neuendorf, and we can kind of get you going on. So, okay.
And speaking of, shout out to Karin. She was last time we were going to see you. I know
that didn't
quite work out.
Karin
was here. We had a great time.
Oh, she's fab.
Absolutely.
She's new
fabulous.
To the board, and she's just what we need. She's like fab.
You know, she really is new because she injected herself in there right away by the little library.
Yes.
That's why we had the little library. Karin lived in Milwaukee, and all of a sudden I get this kit to set up a little library, and it was in pieces, and we got somebody to put it together, and then she started sending us books because she wanted the kids to have plenty of things to read because she knew we didn't have a library in Butternut, and except at the school, of course, but she's the gal that brought us a little library, and that's how she became so interested in it and jumped right on in when she moved here, and we just love her.
I take it you're talking about one of those little free libraries?
The little free libraries.
Is there one by the museum?
No, there's it's three, and now there's one at the Village Hall. Like, if you ever start a little library by your house, be prepared to be overrun with books because people just go. So,
We have a little library out in Chippewa, too, because the people from Chippewa would drive all the way into town to use the one by the little library. And so I had one made for the town hall in Chippewa as a memory to the school that had been there.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense, too, I imagine. There's relevant literature, but also a little bit of everything.
Right.
You open something up like that to the public, and the public shall arrive. What were you about to talk about?
I was going to say, my brain is segueing again. Another shout out to John Lynch. He will be backing up George Faltnowski George is on accordion. John is on the drums. John has been with us, supporting us since he was a little sixth grade boy. He does this for free. He's an excellent drummer. He's been to Nashville. He's really super cool. He's fabulous. So big shout out to you, John, and shout out to George. George is a wonderful musician, and he just does it with such gusto and knees, and he's very comfortable. So a big shout out to both of them.
Catch a dose of polka and some German food too. Free brats, kraut, live music, like we mentioned, beer and wine for sale. I'll put this poster on the website, but nothing replaces having you two here, Kelly, Maxine.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So nice.
Well,
this is such a nice service that you guys do for the community.
I see no higher use of radio, especially as the role changes. I mentioned this yesterday too. I think this is one of the best things we can do. So thank you for helping us make that possible.
Yeah, thank you.
Be there this Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. on Michigan Street at the Village of Butternut Pavilion for the Butternut Area Historical Society Village Fest, 10th-ish annual.
We're not 100% sure.
If you have a way to narrow that down.
Yes.
You
have... Actually, let me look. I mean, we do have archives. I just got to dig through them.
Somebody out there might have the info, too.
Right,
there's still people out there keeping newspaper clippings. So if you can answer the question, how many of these have there been?
Done. Yeah.
Give us a call at 762-3221, and we'll spread the word with Kelly and Maxine here. You two, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for having us.
We'll chat with you again, but not soon enough, here on 98Q, 927 a.m. And I'll tell you what, it's a couple minutes early, but why don't we get those bottom of the hour updates in? That means let's see what the weather is going to do today. I see more precipitation, looking a little rainier than we might have expected if you haven't looked since yesterday. So stay tuned. We'll hear that exact forecast after this.